Hi, thanks for listening to KJZZ's audio service, which is supported by AARP Arizona. Keep Phoenix in motion with events to get out and do more things with your friends and family. Discover all the real possibilities here in the community on Facebook at AARP Arizona or aarp.org/Phoenix.
While most Arizonans are free to go where they want, when they want, there are thousands of long-term care residents who are living mostly in isolation, waiting for that day when they can finally be reunited with their families. And while the intention is to protect this vulnerable population, it could be leading to another crisis. KJZZ's Kathy Ritchie reports.
The first time he saw me out there, I was on the phone with him, and he said, oh, what'd you do now?
CJ Cotty is talking about the early days of the coronavirus pandemic when long-term care facilities like the one where her dad, John, lived restricted visitors. The only way she could see him was through a window.
And I said, Dad, nobody can go in. You know, it's a virus. It's, you know, they want to keep you healthy.
Before the pandemic, Cotty would visit her dad every day. She would spend hours with him. But after the shutdown, Cotty says her dad went downhill fast. Then, in early June, Cotty got the call. Her dad was dying. She says she was able to see him once on June 4th and again on June 11th, the day he died.
So I got to be with him, but you know, he needed me. He needed me that week before, and he needed me the whole time.
Before he died, Cotty says her dad was confined to his room, and the only interaction she had with him was through that window.
COVID killed him, even though he didn't die from COVID. It did kill him, you know, because I wasn't there for him.
Cotty says her dad lost the will to live.
What we are seeing is that residents are really suffering as a result of the isolation.
Lori Smetanka is the executive director of the National Consumer Voice, a national organization that advocates for quality long-term care.
People are really declining. The symptoms of dementia are increasing significantly as a result of the isolation, as are the physical declines. We're hearing lots of stories of really people giving up the will to live.
Like Cotty's dad. But to understand why this might be happening, you have to understand what it means to be a family caregiver. Just because the family decides to place a loved one in long-term care doesn't mean the work, the giving of care, stops. It's just different. Cotty says she would help feed her dad or bring in special treats like cookies. And that's not uncommon. Families often support paid caregivers by helping feed their loved one at lunch or dinner, or they might help with grooming. And these are very intimate tasks. So if all of a sudden those visits come to an abrupt halt, that's confusing. That's suffering. As a result,
we think that the deaths we're hearing from COVID don't tell the whole story.
In mid-May, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid issued guidelines for how to reopen long-term care facilities. For example, there has to be no new COVID-19 cases in a facility for 28 days. There has to be adequate staff and personal protective equipment, like gowns and masks.
So unless or until that's modified, I'm afraid that families will not be able to go into nursing homes and assisted living facilities to visit their loved ones.
That's Bridget O'Brien Swartz. She's a partner at the Phoenix-based law firm Dyer, Bregman & Ferris. The other challenge?
CMS has left, and the state has left, a lot of discretion in the facilities. There really is no guidance beyond those orders. And so each facility is doing the best that it can, but making its own rules.
An example would be what CMS calls compassionate care visits. It's a carve-out to the visitation restrictions that are currently in place at most long-term care facilities.
One of the problems has been that many facilities have equated that to end of life, that the individual is dying.
But that's not the definition of compassionate care, says O'Brien Swartz. In fact, just last week, CMS clarified their own language, saying compassionate care does not exclusively refer to end of life.
So there is room to advocate to allow for visitation if you are seeing a loved one declining in their health, mental or otherwise.
The National Center on Elder Abuse says social isolation is one of the greatest risk factors for elder abuse. And while many long-term care facilities are doing their best under dire circumstances, there is cause for concern. Smetanka says across the country, staffing levels have been exceptionally low during the pandemic. And that begs the question, are residents getting everything they need to remain healthy for the long haul? Kathy Ritchie, KJZZ News, Phoenix.